Gujarat's anti-conversion laws irk religious minorities. What are believers doing about it? Christian doctors commit to helping HIV/AIDS patients in Africa. And a house of healing sees its borders expand in Greece. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. More than 100,000 Dalits, or untouchables, are meeting on Saturday in Nagpur, Maharashtra to burn the state's anti-conversion laws. Similar rejections are taking place in Gujarat state over the same laws. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton tells us what happened.
Last month, the state assembly passed amendments to that act, which apparently now will pave the way for it to really be enforced and put into place.
There are fears that the laws will further polarize the violence-prone state, especially between Muslims and Hindus.
Obviously, any act that prevents people from changing their religion is a cause for concern for Christian ministries, for others involved in witnessing. We would want there to be freedom.
Nettleton shares a concern for the impact on evangelism.
Suppose a Hindu becomes a Muslim and this act comes into play and is enforced to try to prevent that from happening. I think then you have a real recipe for unrest and potentially violence in this part of India.
Next, 40 million people are infected with HIV worldwide. More than 60% live in Africa. Missionary doctors with Africa Inland Mission, Kevin and Karen Shannon, are stationed at Kajabi Hospital. They're practicing there in order to train Kenyans to be fine medical professionals and Christians to treat patients not only physically but also spiritually. The Saline Solution is a program focusing on medical training and helps doctors be salt in their interactions with patients. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hundreds of people are participating in global outreach without having to leave the United States. It's Global Aid Network's Pennsylvania Warehouse Humanitarian Aid Preparation Project, going on now through October 21st. GAIN-USA's warehouse manager, Phil Liller.
Every year, for 2 weeks in October, we bring volunteers in from all over the country, and generally it's between 5,000 and 7,000 volunteers will come through here in the two-week period. And we pack up the humanitarian aid to send overseas.
The aid will go to the former Soviet Union, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and to other needy areas. Liller says it includes everything from stuffed animals to school supplies, clothing, medical equipment, medicines, shoes, and more. He says it's essential for their evangelistic work.
It opens the doors for us to be able to go in there and just also share God's love personally when the missionaries go over in the short-term mission trips that we have.
GAIN-USA also offers short-term mission trips so you can see the aid distributed firsthand. Go to our website to sign up. Meanwhile, for just over three decades, AMG International's hospital in Thessaloniki, Greece, has been bringing healing to the sick and poor. But in order to keep up with the latest technologies and increasing demand, an expansion and renovation project was begun at St. Luke's Hospital. AMG International's Paul Jenks says the $20 million expansion is on schedule for completion in the fall of 2007.
The construction team is nearing the completion of the first wing, which is about a 40,000-foot expansion. There's a brand new kitchen, receiving area for doctors. There's going to be a pediatrics wing, an area for new births.
Jenks says their medical work is all about being the hands and feet of Christ.
Evangelical Christians are considered as heretics in the Greek Orthodox context. And so to have a hospital with a good reputation that really gives loving care bolsters and encourages the whole evangelical community in Greece.
And an expedition is defined as a journey made for a specific purpose towards exploration. Association of Baptists for World Evangelism has a teen ministry serving that purpose. To get youth ministry workers on the same page, ABWE is offering a youth ministry consultation on missions October 30th through November 1st. The conference will help pastoral staff understand more fully the specific needs of youth around the world and motivate young people to respond to the Great Commission. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. This CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.